brought him to the boat, crossed over and came to his own city. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on the bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such power to man. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. It says that Jesus beheld the faith of those who brought the paralytic on the bed to him. And of the scribes, it says that he beheld the evil that they were pondering within themselves. The force of the Greek is intense. It drives us into the unseen core of our inner man. Of course, the Lord could see what the paralytic's friends were doing. Everyone could. Their actions were the expression of the faith that was in their hearts. And it was this faith behind their actions that the Lord saw. As for the scribes, it says that they were speaking within themselves, or even among themselves. That is, either they were thinking and not talking out loud, or they were whispering to one another so that no one else could hear. But Jesus nonetheless could see what was in their hearts too. And whereas he saw faith in the hearts of the paralytic and his friends, he saw evil in the hearts of the scribes. It's not that the scribes were being pestered against their will by evil thoughts. It's that they were welcoming these thoughts and embracing them. They were in willful collusion with them. And they were relishing them to the point that they were arrogating to themselves the presumption of judging the Lord himself, who was in fact their God. Yet the Lord does not say, Why are your hearts so evil? He says rather, Why do you hold within yourselves these evil thoughts in your heart? Do you see how he distinguishes between their heart and the evil that their heart was receiving and copulating with? Let us note that the paralytic was enslaved to the paralysis of his body against his will. The scribes are enslaved to the paralysis of the evil thoughts willingly. The paralytic who doesn't want to be paralyzed is blessed with friends who bring him to the Lord for healing, because he wants to be healed. I'm inclined to believe that this desire to be healed is the faith that the Lord saw in the paralytic and his friends. But the scribes, paralyzed in their heart because they want to be, do not bring themselves to the Lord for healing. They don't want to be healed. If they were to want to be healed, that would mean acknowledging that they needed to be healed. And that would mean, well, let's speak in today's jargon, acknowledging that they were not just fine the way they are. I see in the Lord's word to them, he says, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk? And so, in order that you may know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins, he then turns to the paralytic and he gives the command, rise, take up, and walk. I see in this word of the Lord to the scribes, I see his mercy, even to these self-righteous scribes. I see him giving them the opportunity, without losing face, to see their spiritual paralysis and to bring themselves to him for healing along with the paralytic if they want to be. But do we not see these scribes today, brothers and sisters? And we would do well to look into our own heart and decide to judge ourselves. Am I a scribe? Am I a paralytic who wants to be healed? Which am I? Do we not see how hard it is for people to acknowledge that they are paralyzed? It's hard for me to acknowledge that I am paralyzed. It's hard for me to acknowledge that I'm not just fine the way that I am. That the law of sin, as St. Paul teaches, is embodied in us, such that our bodies, in many different ways, are the concretization, if you will, of the sin of Adam. I don't want to acknowledge that. I'm beautiful, I'm good looking, I'm desirable. I don't want to acknowledge that my body is imperfect in some way. Of course, as you get to be 60s, in your 60s, as I am, and some of you are, your body will let you know whether you want to or not, that you're not just fine the way you are. As St. Macarius says, sin entering into the soul has become like a member of it and is united with the bodily heart. Not to acknowledge one's sin is therefore to love one's paralysis, it seems to me, whether spiritual or bodily. And so it is therefore to become enslaved to my paralysis by my own choice. Again, quoting from St. Macarius, he who does the wishes of his soul does the wishes of evil, because it is entwined and mingled with the soul. So if I just act according to the way I want to act, I am acting in evil, because the evil has become entwined in my soul. These are today's version of the scribes. They are also the most belligerent and the most intolerant of those who do not embrace the particular cause, the particular human right that they are championing, to the point that they hold evil thoughts in their heart and condemn the Lord's word to those of us paralytics who want to be healed. They are even today's religious scholars, talking amongst themselves, pretending to listen. But to whose word are they listening? And any word that would come from the word of the Lord, any word that would expose the evil of their word, or that would prove that their word is wrong, they would condemn by claiming it as out of date, not sophisticated enough. So what if the paralytic had not wanted to be healed? I don't think the issue is whether or not we are paralyzed, because the Lord can take care of that as he wills for our salvation. I believe the issue is whether or not we want to be healed. Because if we don't want to be healed, well, the Lord can't work with that. I think it very important to note that the Lord does not heal the paralytic of his paralysis right away. He first forgives him of his sins, and then he heals the paralytic, as though to show that if the scribes would, they too could be healed of their sins and their spiritual paralysis. Scribes seem to act as though they are gods, whether or not they would admit it, because they do not submit themselves in obedience to God. And when his word exposes the evil of the word, let's say of the opinion, the philosophical or religious assertions that they hold in their heads, they do not let go of their word. Rather, they presume to judge the word of God and to condemn God's word, or to try to change it. But if you're trying to change God's word, are you not condemning it? It is the teaching of Scripture and the Holy Fathers that we cannot fathom the depths of God's creation, so that we would have the wisdom, the competence to pronounce judgment on it. And it is not our business to fathom God's creation. It is not our business. The Holy Fathers are very clear. Our business in this life is to repent, to orient our heart away from the self-righteous arrogance of our ego, in order to present ourselves to God in the humility of a broken and contrite heart, in the desire to be made clean and whole and new, according to the word of God, in whose image we are made. That is, we are made in the image of God. We're not made in the image of our own word. And when we take refuge in our own word, we become scribes, become paralyzed in our heart, and we become blind to our heart's divine form. And therefore we become blind to the Lord Jesus Christ who made us, and who in the preaching and teaching and sacramental mysteries of his word is in our midst. I note then, as I said, that the Lord first forgives the paralytic's sins. Then he heals him of the paralysis of his body. I believe the spiritual lesson here is that when we present ourselves to the Lord in the humility of a broken and contrite heart, in a faith that wants to be healed, the Lord cleanses us right now of our sins, the root cause of our paralysis. And then he sets about to heal us of our paralysis. In today's gospel, he heals the paralytic right then and there. But this is, though, again, to encourage the scribes to confess their sins and to be healed of their spiritual paralysis. For us today, it seems that the Lord does not heal us of our bodily paralysis immediately. But from today's gospel, we can see that he does forgive our sins. And in that forgiveness, we see that he is healing us of our paralysis in a way that he knows for our salvation. But note that the paralytic is healed when he obeys the Lord's command. Rise, take up your bed and walk, and go into your own house. It's at that moment, that the paralytic, as soon as he obeys it, and as soon as he starts to follow it, to rise and take up his bed, in that very instant he is healed. From this we can see that we too will be healed of our paralysis, whatever it might be, only as we are obedient to the word of the Lord. And we should understand that that healing might take time, maybe even a lifetime. But the point is, we need to be obedient to the word of God and not to our own word. What I see is that the paralysis then can become the occasion for me to practice the command of the Lord, which he gives to all those who would follow him and be his disciples. That anyone who desires to be my disciple, he says, deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Well, where do we follow him? We follow him into his Sabbath rest, or into our own house, into the tomb of our heart, to precisely that point in our heart where I choose whom I will follow and serve as my Lord. How do I follow him to that point in my heart where I choose to follow whom I will serve as my Lord and God? By denying myself, by denying my own wisdom, denying my own ideas, my own rights, and seeking, rather than to defend my rights, seeking rather to obey the word of the Lord's commandments, to understand them and to do them. In this way, I crucify what is earthly in me, namely my ego and the self-righteousness of my ego. This is how I begin to see my paralysis and the depths of it, and to come to that faith that wants to be healed. This is what opens my heart gladly to receive the word of the Lord that gives me the power to become a child of God, a new creation. Amen. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Glory to Jesus Christ.